Guess what? Pets off-leash can be a danger to other animals and wildlife.
Pets off-leash could scare wildlife, destroy the nests of birds, causing cuts and broken bones.
You can help by making sure your pet is on a leash while you're out and about.
Learn more at sandypineswildlife.org.
This message was brought to you by the students of Linklater Public School Grade 4 class and Sandy Pines Wildlife Center.
Are you between 14 and 30 years old and interested in organizing a French language activity for youth in your community? The VIF program can make it happen. You could receive $850 to create your activity, and your partnering organization could get $150 to support it. Bring your idea to life. Visit proclamvif.ca and apply today.
You are currently listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, located in Kingston, Ontario, and also available at cfrc.ca. My name's Tommy.
I'm Henry, and you're listening to Dark Side of the Tune.
We're just talking about how I threw up the other morning.
Which is, just water though, right? So.
Well, it was water, but it was also kind of like, there was red stuff in it, but I don't know if it was blood or not.
Well, one time I threw up so bad that it scratched the back of my throat a bunch, and I was throwing up blood.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it really hurt. It was awful. It's because I ate a bunch of Indian food after getting really, really drunk.
Well, that'll do that
to you. It just combined in my stomach.
Throwing up Indian food, I've thrown up butter chicken before that I made. Mm. I threw it up because I drank so much the night before that it was like a hangover throw up, but the butter chicken came back. That's like top 10 worst pukes
of all
time.
No, it really tastes so gross. Bad. I really like this. This, like, it's Indian and also, like, Tibetan food.
Is it here?
Yeah, it's right beside the screening room. I think it's like
House of Momos or something like that. It just changed.
Yeah,
though,
yeah.
Right?
It used to be Indian and now
okay,
it's
that's where I went
like,
last
Tibetan.
Year for my birthday.
No, it's really good there.
It was really good. But they also had impressed.
We were at a hockey game. And I got drunk.
Oh, was
before.
This?
It was for bands.
Band, okay.
Yeah. So it was the Queens versus RMC hockey game, and got really drunk before. I love that hockey game. It's a great game. It's always super fun.
Do we beat them?
Always.
Good.
RMC's really ass compared to us.
I like that. Because I hate RMC.
Well, also, we have our band there, and they bring their band, and our band's always better.
Really?
Yeah, usually.
You would think that the military, like...
They have a very big, strong guy playing their bass drum, and he's really hitting it, probably like he imagines one day he'll hit his wife. Or an immigrant,
yeah.
You know.
Kill some brown children.
Well, it's also fun because we can always start, like, just yelling, war crime, and, you know, we can just...
Do you do that?
We do.
I really like that. I gotta show up to the next
one.
Well,
it's a nice community game, so you do see, like, fights in the stands amongst fans.
I love that. Do they fight on the ice?
They do. They fight everywhere. Oh, there's just fighting everywhere. There's fighting in the parking lot before you go, and there's fighting in there.
I think I've told you the story. One of the only times that I've gotten in a physical fight with a grown ass person was at one of my brother's hockey games.
Yeah, I've heard this story. Yeah, I haven't been in a fight in a long time. If it wasn't obvious, I mean, look at me. You think I'm going to be in a fight?
I haven't been in a fight in a long time.
But anyway, like I was going to say, this Indian place, it was really nice, but I threw up afterwards. But what I wanted to say from the beginning is they had a really awesome...
Was this the one where you're throwing up blood?
Yes.
Okay.
They had a really awesome mixed drink there, and I want to try more of these Indian mixed drinks.
What was the drink?
I think it was... I don't remember what the alcohol in it was, but it had...
Yikes.
It had mango, and then also like chili spice. It was like spicy.
That's horrible.
Oh, it was
coming
really...
Coming back up?
No, coming back up, it was an awful experience, but it was delicious drinking it. It was like... Like, I want to say rum and mango and, like, chili spice or something
like that.
That
sounds kind of... We could make that.
I want to try it. I want to go, like, just sneak in, read their menu, and leave and see what they put in it.
That's really nice. Well, I went there, I had a Long Island. And then I had two Long Islands, and then I could barely make it back home.
One Long Island iced tea, why don't you? Put that on my tab.
Well, do you know the Simpsons episode where Marge tries a Long Island iced tea, and she's like... Oh, it's just iced tea. It's not alcoholic. And they're at like the magician show. And then she gets on stage Have you seen that one?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, you're missing out. It's a really good one.
But anyway, you're listening to Dark Side of the Tune. Maybe we've
the puke episode.
Yeah, we've kind of been talking a lot. But I would, yeah, today's a pretty dark episode, actually. We got some...
Yeah, it's really...
I think maybe heavy. Today's a dark adjacent episode.
That doesn't sound good when you phrase it like that.
Well, it's already said and it's already on air.
Okay, and we're not re-recording this. Oh,
well, come on.
Because this is...
We never do. We never
you
re-record.
You can tell.
If it's ever that bad, we're just going to bleep it out and there's going to be some silence on air or some white noise on air.
Oh, you know how I was talking about how I got some incense recently?
Yeah.
I got this incense. It's rainforest scented, okay? And I burnt it last night. And...
How's it rainforest scented? It smells like rain?
It's, I don't know, I think they messed it up because it smelled like if someone pooped on a Windex bottle.
That's awesome.
That's exactly what it sounded like. I mean,
I hear smells. Yeah. That's awesome. I think that's what a rainforest...
Come to my house and you can smell it.
I want to smell this, actually, and I think that's what a rainforest...
Oh, it was awful, and then it lingered. Like, I couldn't get rid of the smell.
Oh, well, hey, up next, you're going to hear linger by the...
No, you're going to hear poop on the Windex bottle. No, okay, yeah. Let's get to the... And I got it from the mall, from Modern Primitive.
Did your mom take you to the mall?
Yes, she did,
okay,
after we watched the movie.
Why else would you go to the mall?
No, exactly. Because I went to Palo Santo.
Well, I'll talk about this after you listen to our two
next
songs. Stay tuned for my...
After the next two songs. First up, here is Pretty When You Cry by Vass.
I know I am.
I have a brother who's a drug addict. I'm very proud of him.
Pushing Me by Slaves on Dope, and before that was Pretty When You Cry by Vast.
So, yeah, I actually, as someone who isn't the biggest fan, personally, all the time, not all the
of
time.
Of what?
Of metal or metal-adjacent stuff, okay. I kind of like those. I liked the start, that little Bill Clinton quote.
Oh, yeah. True. And Henry guessed that it was Bill Clinton.
I did.
Well, you said first that you said it was Bush.
I thought it was Bush or something, but then upon hearing it a second time.
Quoting Bush in music has been overdone.
Well, yeah, it's like quoting like Reagan.
Yeah.
Don't say Reagan. That was my ex.
Sorry. Yeah, cool. Well, they're basically the
same. Yeah, that was a nice joke. but no, so I teased,
yes, your incense.
I teased this. So, Tommy, this is, I guess our viewers, our listeners can hear this, but okay. You know how I want to do that? I want to direct.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ Superstar.
Yes.
Well, I really would love if in the theater we could burn a bunch of myrrh.
I have a ton.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
That would be great.
And I really want to make it a full body experience. I want it to overwhelm people like I was overwhelmed. Honestly, I would love that.
Henry had a panic. I took Henry to Easter Mass and he had a panic attack.
Well, that's just how dark and twisted I am. I'm sorry I threw those French fries at you.
No,
Tommy,
I didn't
mean to disrespect you and show my hate towards you, but I appreciate the fact that you.
Sorry,
didn't
did
take
you
that.
Say I did or didn't?
Oh, I did. I very
okay,
did.
Okay, well,
yeah.
I could tell.
I appreciate
Henry
that
Henry ran editor. That's what happens when you're a sinner, folks.
It's true.
Hey, it just smelled like, wonderful. I
and
love
just like a sinner. I also did win two Oscars.
Oh, nice! That was really good. I didn't really care about any of the movies at the Oscars.
Oh, I didn't. I think I only saw Sinners of all of the things nominated, and actually,
what
K-pop
else?
Demon Hunters.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Oh, I did see that. Well,
what
Lou,
else was nominated?
Lou had me watch it.
Oh, I see.
I don't know. Marty Supreme.
I didn't see that.
I didn't see that. maybe, did Bob Dylan come out this year or last year?
No, that was last year.
I didn't see that. I don't even know.
Whatever.
I freaking hate that stupid.
Frankenstein? I saw Frankenstein.
Oh, we saw that. We
I don't
saw
like
that.
I actually have gripes with it. They changed so much from the book that it's just not worth
I'd much rather watch Young Frankenstein. Have you seen that?
No.
Oh, it's really funny.
Is it?
It's a comedy. Book it's no. It's hilarious though. Ooh. It's Gene Wilder.
Oh, okay. It's yes, really I funny. Do know what you're talking about.
You should watch. We should watch that.
Is it like Young Sheldon?
No, it's like young. It's like Blazing Saddles. It's like that variety of humor.
I understand that you just stepped out of a time machine from like the 1950s, but
look, we should watch that. You, me, and Danny. It's really funny. He's probably
is it a movie?
Yeah, it's a movie.
Okay, awesome. All right. Tomorrow we've actually canceled movie night because we're going bowling
with my dad. Everyone's invited because all of my listeners are friends, but I guess this is airing
after
we'd gone bowling. So, hey, Tommy, how was bowling?
It was really good. I'm so glad that I got a turkey and I won.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, that's funny because I thought I won.
250.
Oh.
I think that's a good score.
I don't know how bowling works. I haven't been bowling since like
I don't know how bowling
my friend's
works.
Birthday party when I was 8.
Really? I went bowling like... I bowl every couple of months. Like, that's how it just
Well,
ends
I rip
off.
A bowl every couple of months.
Well, I rip a bowl every night.
Well, we all know that, Tommy.
Yeah, you can tell.
A little stoner. That's why you're so slow.
Exactly. And I'm so
hey, when are we watching
hungry.
Pizza movies? Speaking of smoking weed.
I don't know. I never want to watch pizza movies.
What? That's stupid. You don't want to watch pizza
it's
movie?
It's on Disney Plus.
Can we watch pizza movie? I know not
We can watch
night,
it, not
obviously.
Tomorrow night, though.
Can we watch it with my dad?
Yeah, let's watch it at your house, at your parents' house.
Yeah, okay.
Coming up next, here is Fetisha by Orgy. Is it Orgy or Orgy?
Hey, sign me up, either way.
I think it's Orgy. I don't know why I had to double guess that. Yeah, here's Fetisha by Orgy.
Maybe you always mistake. Hold me up with no reason. Hey, this is Sam from Punk is Dead Radio. Tune in every Monday night at 10 p.m. for everything from pop punk to proto punk to hardcore on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Henry.
I'm Tommy.
You're still listening to CFRC 101.9, and specifically, you're still listening to
Dark Side of the Tune. We just listened to Home by Econoline Crush, who are Canadian.
Oh, yeah.
And
good for them.
Before that was Fetisha by Orgy.
Sign me up.
I don't know why I had so much, why I just completely forgot the word orgy, because some people know this. I've been trying to organize an orgy.
She has.
In kind of like my circle of people that I know.
Specifically in her living room in the basement.
Yeah, but the
issue is... Actually, no, your room would work a lot better because you have a couch and it's like big enough. Your room is as big as your living room.
Oh, thanks. But the issue is there's a lot of like things that could get like destroyed in my room.
So hide them or put them in a box and put them
in. But there's like a lot of stuff.
Then wall
there's like
off
statues and candles.
How crazy you think people are being trying to be like thrown around like completely?
Well, I hope so.
Uncontrollable.
Yeah, well, out of it's control. A cocaine fueled orgy.
Oh, well, you never mentioned the cocaine.
Well, it doesn't
part.
Have to be coke. It could be like Molly or like
oh, awesome
LSD. But the thing is, like, you can't unless someone has come to you and like talked about it before. It's really hard to kind of like soft launch that you want someone to be in an orgy with you.
No, it's really rough. And I mean, especially when
you're... And what if they say no?
Especially when you're me and I've been explicitly excluded from the orgy because Tommy knows that it would just kind of turn into like almost less of an orgy, more of just like
a worshiping.
Like a harem, you know. That's how it is. Men, women, everybody, you know. That's life is Henry. Henry's
listen,
harem.
It'll happen. It's going to happen next year.
I mean, yeah.
I just need to get, like, I need to, pre-dating the orgy, I need to be drunk with people so that I can, like, soft launch it. And then if they're like, ew, now I can be like, oh my God, I was just so drunk. I was just saying stuff, you know?
It can only be people, like, you have, like, made out with or something like that.
I hate all the people I've made out with.
That's true.
I don't want to have, the reason why... there's a group of people that I've made out with, and then there's a group of people that I've had sex with, and then there's a group of people that I want to be in an orgy. Those are all separate, distinct groups. The majority of people I've made out with, I do not want to sleep with, and I do not want in my orgy.
That's understandable. I really actually feel bad for someone now. They really missed out on a lot. If only they had kept it in their pants.
Who are you talking about? Okay, tell me in a second. Oh, I see. Story for the dead air. We were doing charades.
Sorry. I was doing some fun charades. The Roman.
Oh.
Who else did you think I'm talking about? I'm talking about the Roman.
The Romanian?
No.
I don't know actually who Henry's talking about. We'll discuss it afterwards. But yeah. So if you're listening, you're not invited. I will have to explicitly invite you.
That sucks, really. I think we should invite all the listeners.
Well, that's kind of like, that almost becomes parasocial because we don't exist as
what's
like
wrong? What's wrong
people.
With that? I think they have... Hey, we're having the orgy. Hey, actually, I
think CFRC orgy.
Every time you tune in, it kind of is a bit of an orgy here on
Zarch. That's true. An orgy with your ears. That's our new tagline.
Oh, I actually really like that. You should put that on the website. I think
I will. Also, new logo.
It's just a big Sexplosion.
yeah.
Sexplosion logo. Yeah, you
always. That's awesome.
You've never heard Sexplosion before?
No.
Oh, well, that's my tagline.
Well, thanks. You took it. You stole it.
Well, no, yours is orgy with your ears.
Oh, that's true.
Anyway, really speaking like of an orgy, orgy with your ears.
Well,
what
actually,
song is
this next song I would argue is kind of an orgy for your ears. Here is Magdalena by A Perfect Circle.
Thank you. Sick and tired of feeling sick and tired? Don't know where to go for help? We know how that feels, and we found help in Narcotics Anonymous. We have 7 days a week in Kingston. We do recover. You get more information on our website at www.limestonena.com or our Facebook page, Limestone Area of Narcotics Anonymous, or call the regional hotline 888-811-3887 for more information or to find a meeting.
So, Tommy, you want that skunk look just to match your smell, right? Is that right?
Yes, exactly, yes.
Okay, good to know.
Because I'm dying my hair right now, if you're not familiar with my work. It's half, well, it's not like split dyed, but there's like...
No, it is split dyed. It's actually, you're really...
Yeah, I'm an e-girl. Yeah, exactly. It's like some of it is brown and some of it's blonde.
Some of it's poop, some of it's pee. Yeah, exactly. And then there's the white parts. Yikes.
Well, we all know what that is.
Yeah.
And I'm dyeing it black, the brown part black, which has been a long time since I had black hair. So.
Well, why don't you dye it kind of like an auburn kind of reddish black?
I can't be a redhead.
Oh, well, I was just going to say, because then it would look like there's
like blood in your stool. Your poo?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's just kind of my everyday, because my hemorrhoid bursts.
And that's going on air.
Well, it's true. And you know, this is something that I fully believe. I fully believe everybody has hemorrhoids.
Can we look this up? Or you just, I think this is your biggest cope ever.
This is, can you shut up? Everybody has hemorrhoids, but they're not aware of them.
It's only a hemorrhoid.
If you spend a lot of time on the toilet.
You talk about psychology, and it's like it's only a disorder if it causes a problem. It's only a hemorrhoid if it causes a problem, okay?
I think it's still a disorder.
I don't think.
Well,
that,
sometimes
actually.
Sometimes things are still disorders even if they don't cause problems.
Like what?
Pedophilia.
I think that causes problems.
Yeah, but it doesn't cause problems for yourself. There's a lot of pedophiles. Who
I think
are okay
a hemorrhoid can
pedophiles.
Cause a problem for someone else though.
Well, like my roommates.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they have to clean up all of your blood everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. Every single day, actually. We just listened to Spit by Kitty. And before that was Magdalena by A Perfect Circle.
Jerk.
Yep. It's Circle Jerks, actually. This is my punk rock episode.
Hell yeah, get Sam here.
I kind of miss Sam.
Yeah, I haven't seen Sam in a while. Well, we haven't done a practice. I mean, we could have done one this past Sunday, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Don't worry. The band, we'll bring the band back.
We're getting the band back together. Yeah. It'll happen next year.
Yeah, and we'll kill someone on stage and then we'll have
to. Then it's really going to get the ball rolling.
Yeah.
Anyways, up next, here is Tangerine by Moist.
Yum.
So the people concrete evidence, minimal due diligence. We've concluded what is obvious. You're a bunghole.
Like we said earlier, we never cut segments when we mess up.
But yeah, never.
Yeah, yeah,
never.
Yeah. Anyway, what did we just listen to? That was tough.
We just listened to, the new Pussifier song, "Self-Evident."
Yeah, it was pretty self-evident. That's
the song we just listened to. Which has Maynard from Tool in it.
It has Maynard from History 299, History of Sexuality.
People who name their kids Maynard, like.
Well, it's because there's that candy company, Nerds. Oh, it's Maynard's Nerds, right?
What?
Aren't they the guys who make Nerds?
I don't think so.
I swear there's the Maynard's candy company. Look it up.
Okay, let's look this up on air. If this thing ever loads.
Okay, we're typing Maynard's
candy.
Yeah, I told you. Oh, Maynard's fuzzy peaches and stuff. Yeah, see? Okay, not Nerds.
Oh,
but like,
okay, this one. I never actually paid attention to the name of that.
Oh, I'm always
fatty.
Paying attention.
Sorry.
Sorry, you're calling me the fat one. You're the one who eats, who's too busy. You just eat the whole wrapper. You're just like,
yeah,
you're taking it.
Yeah. I don't even unwrap it.
I like delicately unwrap it. I read all the labels. I need to know how much sugar's in it.
Yeah, like the nutritional facts.
Oh, I don't know if I'm allergic to this.
You just went, that's like Australian.
Yeah, I know.
You can do better. Anyways, we're coming up on the end of the show.
Thank God.
How about you shut your mouth?
When are we playing Primus?
And up next.
Oh, hallelujah. Well, this song is going to be great, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to love this song.
I didn't realize you were such a Primus fan.
Oh.
Primus.
Duh, yeah, no shit.
Yeah, no shit.
I was just testing you.
I didn't know that you were such a Primus fan.
But what Primus fan are we listening to? I mean, so
Henry Walker, actually.
Hello, everybody. We're going to listen to one known as Big Brown Beaver.
We're listening to Too Many Puppies.
And now we're listening to Winona's Big Brown Beaver. And then we're going to listen to the South Park theme song.
Well, I'm going down to South Park, gonna have myself time.
Friendly faces everywhere. Oop, I should not have touched that. I just touched something I wasn't supposed to touch.
Uh-oh. What did you touch?
This thing that says Blade.
Yep, so Blade the Vampire Hunter is going to come here and get us. If anything, go outside and check and make sure that it's still broadcasting.
Yeah, I will in a second.
Henry just destroyed the entire radio station.
It's actually falling apart around us.
Yeah, the walls are crumbling. Anyways, after Too Many Puppies, we are going to be listening to 46 and 2 by Tool, which is the third friggin' Maynard James Keenan song that I've played today. But whatever.
Yep, because Tommy
really
doesn't know any
voice.
Other music.
Yeah, well, I like him. He's bald now. I like bald people. I do. I have an affinity for them. Anyways, stay tuned for what's Bright Side of the Pooh. Easy listening?
Y'all will find out.
Okay, stay tuned for Bright Side of the Pooh. And first up, here is Too Many Puppies by Primus.
Thank you. This is Cleo, and I hope you folks will join me Tuesdays at 5 for my new show, All Tunes. From punk rock to folk, we got it all. Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM. See you Tuesday.